This is New England Public Radio News. Shouting at the Rain, a young adult novel, deals with some dark issues, like addiction and being abandoned by a parent. But it's not a dark story, says Linda Mullally Hunt. Growing up in Connecticut, the writer faced some of the same issues. As we continue our back-to-school book series, Hunt tells New England Public Radio's Joel Kaufman she was a schoolteacher for 10 years, and she got to know kids like her character Ronan, who lives on Cape Cod with his father, and Delcy, who lives with her grandmother.
I've traveled around the country and met kids, say, between 3rd and 8th grade, and you ask them about yourselves. The kids who live with their grandparents, when they told me that, they would change the tone of their voice. They would drop their volume a little bit. And there was a little shame implied that being raised by your grandparents was somehow less than. So I set out to write a character being raised by loving grandparents who take very good care of her, who comes to realize that if someone steps in to love you, you have not been abandoned.
What's really interesting is that you've written a book about this really hard situation for Delcy, but it's really a book about her summer when people who don't live on the Cape show up, who are friends over the years.
Yeah.
Those friendships begin to change, and she does meet Ronan, who's new to the Cape.
Ronan is a little mysterious when he shows up on the Cape, and the very first scenes that he appears, he's standing on a hot beach in July with black jeans and a long sleeve black t-shirt. And it's rumored that maybe he has done some things he shouldn't have done. Those are rumors, so they're not necessarily true. But this is Delcy's first impression of him and the other girls in the story. Ronan probably is my favorite character of my 3 books. I absolutely love this kid. He breathes. He's wise. He's intelligent. He's fiercely loyal, but he's also very angry. He has not yet learned that anger is a mask for other emotions.
There are some significant things, at least in the life of a middle schooler, that happen in this story for Delcy. She makes friends with Ronan. She makes friends with that dark character.
Yeah.
And she and her grandmother, that relationship evolves over this summer. Can you describe some of their relationship?
I mean, it's just steeped in love. They absolutely adore each other. But Grammy struggles with emotion. Delcy's mom left when she was a week old. And when she goes to her Grammy to ask questions about her mother, do we have the same voice? And did she like root beer as much as I do? Grammy doesn't want to talk about it. She says, you know, why do we want to do that? It just makes me sad. And, you know, I don't want to discuss it. And she'll change a subject or turn to the game show network, which she loves her game shows.
You know, you have this keen understanding, it appears, and you stress that to your readers at the end of the book. You wrote to them, I struggled as a kid in middle school. I looked at my life and felt that perhaps I was unlucky, just like in the book. We shopped at tag sales, had a car that required prayer before starting, lived with walls that were coated in soot from the furnace, had friends who were loyal one day but not the next, and I had parents who could not be available to me.
I'm trying to get across, I think in all of my books, that no matter what hand you've been dealt as a kid, it is within your power to make any life that you want to. I will say that this book, of the 3 books, was really difficult for me to write. It took me a lot longer to write than the others. And the reason for that, I think, is Delcy and Ronan are actually both me at 13 years old, like a coin has 2 sides. In some way, I could be very naive and, you know, kind and just sort of plodded along, you know, like Delcy. I like to run around in bare feet and, you know, that kind of thing. But I also had times where I was really confused and was very angry. There is a scene in here where Delcy asks Ronan, do you think we're broken? And Ronan says, well, you mean like, no, like a person can't break, you know, the body's too soft. And she says, no, that's not what I mean. I mean, like break inside. Do you think a person can break inside? And he says, do you mean like appendicitis? And finally, she just asks, do you think we're broken because of the things that have happened? And the conversation goes on and they meander a little bit. And Ronan finally gets angry and he says, how can we be broken because of the things that others have done? And that's really important to me, that kids realize that you are not broken because of the things that other people have done.
That's Linda Mullally Hunt of Marlborough, Connecticut. Her new book is Shouting at the Rain. You can find more picks from our back-to-school book series at npr.net.